Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of the Indonesian capital Sunday in the biggest protest since the start of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Many Indonesians want the United Nations to do more to end the war. Demonstrators brought traffic to a halt on a 10-lane boulevard in central Jakarta. They carried signs declaring the United States a terrorist nation and President George W. Bush a war criminal. The huge crowd gathered outside the British embassy, then marched to the United Nations and on to the American embassy. They were joined by a handful of moderate Islamic leaders, including the Speaker of the National Assembly, Amin Rais, who is the former head of one of the country's largest Islamic groups. Mr. Rais called Mr. Bush evil and a terrorist. Hundreds of police were deployed outside the U.S. Embassy in case of violence, but no incidents have been reported. Demonstrations have taken place in the Indonesian capital every day since the war began. But unlike some of the demonstrations against the bombing of Afghanistan, the marches have been peaceful. Sunday's protest was the largest so far in Indonesia, which has the world's largest Muslim population. From the beginning of the war in Iraq, the government of President Megawati Sukarnoputri has been a vocal opponent of the coalition forces. Ms. Megawati has also called on the UN Security Council to take steps to end the war as soon as possible. Indonesia's foreign minister says the government is keeping up the diplomatic push to end the war. Foreign Minister Hassan Wirayuda said Saturday that Indonesia would look for support from other developing nations. Some groups in Indonesia have threatened to boycott products made in the United States because of the war. A few American fast food restaurants have been forced to shut for a few hours because of protests, but there are no signs of any major boycotts. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.